This is Ozarks at Large. Last night, most of Arkansas's congressional delegation, Governor Mike Beebe, and dozens of other elected officials joined about 1,000 others at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith for a listening session regarding the future of the 188th Fighter Wing at nearby Fort Chaffee. It's a future that's in some doubt because of possible deep cuts in U.S. military spending. Last night's event, called Defending the Defenders, was also attended by Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia, the Republican chairman of the House Armed Services Readiness Subcommittee. He's held similar such events in other cities across the country that have a military presence. Congressman Forbes told the audience last night that he understood the 188th is a cost-efficient operation.
It's important to know about the value that you're getting with a great unit like that, the great job that they do, the facilities that are here. The low cost for doing the housing, the energy, for the training, because the facilities are so close. But the one thing you can't put on a piece of paper is the love that a community has, like this community has, to embrace a unit like that. And I can tell you, if we can somehow take a snapshot of this and somehow display it in Washington to the people who are making these decisions, I think the 188th will be safe for a long time to come. So thank you for your support, where it is.
That set the tone of last night's meeting. That was streamed live on the web to members of the 188th stationed in Afghanistan. Last night's event was put in place primarily by Congressman Steve Womack's office, and he served as the master of ceremonies. After reading a list of mayors, state legislators, and city council members from the region who were in attendance, he emphasized the political will behind working to keep the 188th at Fort Chaffee.
Your elected officials stand together with you this evening, unified in the common cause of supporting the 188th Fighter Wing, because it is the right thing for Fort Smith, because it is the right thing for the state of Arkansas, and it is the right thing for the United States of America.
Speaker after speaker praised the 188th and noted the community's support. There were at least two dozen standing ovations. But Congressman Forbes tempered the enthusiasm with remarks about proposed budget cuts that he says could alter the presence of units like the 188th.
Already in the last 2 years, we've cut $800 billion out of national defense. You don't see that term very much. You see 487, you see other terms. It's $800 billion in the last 2 years. And in January, if we can't do something to change it, there will be a $500 trillion of cuts that are automatically coming our way. And I can tell you, it doesn't matter what piece of legislation we put in the House and Senate regarding the 188th. If you get those kind of massive defense cuts, they are going to put everything on the table and everything's going to be at risk.
Possible across-the-board cuts in federal spending, including the Pentagon, could kick in if the legislative process of sequestration via the Budget Control Act is activated on January 2nd of next year. It's estimated if Congress does not reach a budget agreement, sequestration could mean cuts of $500 billion to military spending over the next decade. Even if Congress does find agreement on a budget and the unilateral cuts are avoided, Pentagon spending is still facing cuts. Governor Mike Beebe addressed the need for reducing federal spending last night. He just told the Fort Smith crowd those cuts needed to be done with wisdom.
All of us know, and all of us have been talking about the fact that we can't continue running a national debt, and I'm not here to make a political speech about that, but I think the point has to be made. We all know that we got to get our economic house in order for our children and for our grandchildren. And so we have to recognize that. Because it's so easy to say, well, I think everybody ought to be cut, but don't cut mine. And to be fair to our delegation, and to be fair and true to ourselves and the American people, we have to acknowledge that. But when you acknowledge that, those cuts have to be fair. And if the National Guard in this country is taking a disproportionate share of those cuts, that's not fair, and it's not smart.
The governor said the best bang for the buck for taxpayers for national defense is the Guard and Reserve. Arkansas's congressional delegation uniformly told the audience they're on the side of keeping the 188th at Fort Chaffee. During the public comment session, speaker after speaker from the audience expressed to the officials on the stage their desire to keep the 188th alive in western Arkansas. A video presentation featured residents of Fort Smith and family members of those serving in the 188th praising the base and stressing the economic and emotional connections the base and the city have established with each other. If all of those in attendance last night were in agreement about what should be the future of the 188th, they couldn't be sure that's what will actually happen. Late in the evening, Congressman Forbes, a Republican from Virginia, criticized the approach he says has been taken to reduce spending by the Pentagon.
Because we reach up in the sky, and that's what happened, and pull arbitrary dollar figures out and say, go make this fit, instead of doing it the other way around and saying, what does it take to defend and protect the United States of America? Now let's go do that. And the analogy that I always use is if you were getting an inspection done on your home and you had one of these inspectors go in, imagine the difference if you told him, go in there, here's $1,000, that's all I have of repairs, just find $1,000 of repairs, versus telling him, go in there and tell me what I need to do to fix this house.
Few, if any, detailed answers about the complicated question surrounding a balanced federal budget can be found in 2 hours, and that wasn't the purpose of last night's session. But Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor did give the audience a hint of the reasoning he says he and other members of the Arkansas delegation are using in Washington to keep the 188th as it is.
We're here talking about national preparedness, national readiness, and that's what the 188th is all about. And that's why they're in Afghanistan right now, because they're ready to go. Others weren't, but they're ready to go.
The concerns over the possible sequestration process extend beyond potential cuts in military spending. Yesterday, the Congressional Budget Office issued an opinion that if the measure goes into effect on January 2nd, the first half of 2013 could be mired in a recession. Congress has 133 days to find a solution, and at least until then, many of the people at the Fort Smith Convention Center will remain concerned about what the budget stalemate might mean for the 188th and Fort Smith.